Welcome back. Let's delve into the day's market activity now. The All Share closing down 0.1%. Financials falling back 0.8%. Industrials pretty flat with a negative bias, and resources bucking the negative trend to close 0.3% higher. Joining me for more analysis is Adile Buthelezi from Sentio Capital. Adile, thanks so much for your time today. So it was pretty quiet today on our markets, and that's probably because of all those US politics that has weighed on risk sentiment, right?
Yeah, I think a lot of guys were also waiting for some of the eco data that came out of the US. We saw that came out in the afternoon at around 2 p.m., 3 p.m. ish odd. So guys were waiting on the sidelines, waiting for that. But yeah, down day, finished the down week, of course. So not a great week for us in terms of the All Share Index.
Not a great week at all, but if we look at globally, I picked up commentary that the market's destiny, and I'm quoting, is at Trump's fingertips, and a single tweet can spark a rally or shatter sentiment. I think that's quite apt how they've described it there. But and so we really can't blame markets for looking to Trump, looking to the US to see what's going to happen. But at the same time, it does make you wonder, aren't we pretty used to this by now?
There's only so much you can get used to it by, because if you look at what some of the markets, how they react to Trump tweets, you can see how violently they actually move to the different tweets. And I don't think that's going away anytime soon. You've seen how now we're dealing with the impeachment issue. I personally don't think he'll get impeached. I think maybe the incident keeps us entertained for a while. But in terms of him actually getting impeached, I don't think that happens. But yeah, I mean,
who knows? We're going to have to see what his next tweet reveals and how markets will react to that. But I ask because surely we must be reaching a bottom, especially if you look at emerging markets in general. We've taken a lot of strain given the U.S. trade wars, you know, that have been at play, the political concerns, slowing global growth concerns. But now with economic stimulus coming back onto the cards with global central banks, surely we must start seeing a bit of return and an upswing with flows coming back into developing countries. Not so.
It's difficult to say we've reached the bottom because, I mean, trade wars continue to escalate. Trade tensions at least continue to escalate. And the more that those escalate, the more we're likely to see a significant slowdown in global economic growth, that is. And in an environment where the global economy is slowing, there's no way in which we can avoid that trend, so we also continue to fall. In that environment, in that risk-off environment, it's difficult to see money flowing into emerging markets. Yes, we've seen stimulus coming out of China. Yes, we've seen some of the central banks cutting interest rates. But one would argue that even the cuts that we've seen are actually not quite enough to stimulate the growth that we need to see.
Okay, so we might have to sit tight for a little while yet. And while we worry about global recession, we worry about global growth, it doesn't seem like Richemont is quite on the same page with that acquisition that they've made, Buccellati, because Buccellati's one claim to fame is that they make diamond and gold encrusted iPhone covers. I'm not sure what kind of demand there is in the market for that, but what it does do is speak to Richemont's shift in strategy, you could say, because they're looking more at fine jewelry, because what they believe is that watches, or watch sales rather, aren't going to be as resilient during an economic downturn. So what are you making of that strategy shift?
I think it makes sense. I think it's a very difficult time right now for luxury watch sales in particular. It takes a lot for someone to be able to justify buying a 200,000 rand watch in an environment like this. So I think the acquisition in itself makes sense, or the strategy that is makes sense for Richemont. The acquisition in itself, in the context of how big Richemont is not material, but it is a step in the right direction. It's just bolting on some of the branded jewelry division that they already have. There was no disclosure of the price that they're going to pay for this particular acquisition, but if you have a look at what the current owners paid previously, they paid around what, $230 odd million. Dollars. It doesn't look like they're going to have to pay more than that, so not too material in terms in the context of their market cap.
So they're perhaps getting that at a good deal. Also out today with a bit of a strategy shift was Nampak. They found a buyer for their glass business. They're selling it off for about 1.5 billion rand, and they're going to use those proceeds to pay down debt. It is part of a bigger strategy just to review the business. So do you think it could be in their best interest perhaps to shave off other businesses?
Paying down debt, first of all, is always a good thing. Investors love to hear that. The the deal in itself looks like finally it's gone through after a few delays. The price that they're getting seems to have been a bit higher than what the market was expecting, so we saw the share price reacting quite positively to the news. In terms of them selling the business in itself, I think it makes sense. It's a loss-making business. They've highlighted the fact that they also want to sell the other loss-making business, so the strategy does make sense. And if they're going to use the proceeds to be paying down debt, then by all means.
Good news, no matter how you look at it, right? Okay, then we're almost out of time, but let's take a look at your stock pick for today.
Going with Anglo American, a diversified mining company exposed to PGMs, exposed to iron ore, exposed to copper, diamond. Diamond is a concern right now. The diamond business is not doing too well. But the beauty in having a diversified portfolio means that there are other levers that they can pull on in other regions that can help the group as a whole continue to grow. I like the numbers that these guys are producing. They're generating high EBITDA margins, generating high return on invested capital ratios. They're generating a lot of cash, which they have committed to returning to shareholders. They've got a dividend policy, a very clear dividend policy. They also recently, at their last results, announced a share buyback. So all good news, I think. Yes, concerns about global growth do affect them, but I think the share price has fallen quite a bit to justify having a look at it again.
Great. So you're having a look at Anglo American, and we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for your time, Andile.
Thank you for having me.
Great. That was Andile Buthelezi from Sentio Capital. Let's take a look at your stock pick for today.
Going with Anglo American, a diversified mining company exposed to PGMs, exposed to iron ore, exposed to copper, diamond. Diamond is a concern right now. The diamond business is not doing too well. But the beauty in having a diversified portfolio means that there are other levers that they can pull on in other regions that can help the group as a whole continue to grow. I like the numbers that these guys are producing. They're generating high EBITDA margins, generating high return on invested capital ratios. They're generating a lot of cash, which they have committed to returning to shareholders. They've got a dividend policy, a very clear dividend policy. They also recently, at their last results, announced a share buyback. So all good news, I think. Yes, concerns about global growth do affect them, but I think the share price has fallen quite a bit to justify having a look at it again.
Great. So you're having a look at Anglo American, and we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for your time, Andile.
Thank you for having me.
Great. That was Andile Buthelezi from Sentio Capital.